And you were forgetting to.
I totally forgot. Oh, I would have never lived that down.
The recorder and missed the introduction.
Oh my gosh. Look, I got overconfident. I got, you know, cat and dragon like. So I picked this panel because I just thought the title was really cool and it would be a cool conversation to start. So I was going to share some of the things that kind of struck me about it, ask Carol a few questions, and then we'd love to give a good dedicated amount of time for people to talk, because I want to know what, you know, made you want to come to this one after seeing it on the list. So I like I said, I picked it kind of out of the blue, but when I really got to thinking about it, there were a zillion ways that dragons are like cats. I think it originated with like a meme or something from Elder Scrolls, mm-hmm. right, where this whole thing about dragons and cats being similar, but I was thinking, you know, they love things that are shiny, right? They are capricious sometimes in nature. You can have a really snuggly cat one second and then all of a sudden claws out, and you know, same with dragons. They're really, really cute when they're little. Like, oh, I'd really like one, but I wouldn't want them to damage my home. You know what I mean? So, like, what was it that spoke to you about, like, why did you say, yeah, that panel?
If you've ever owned a cat, and I've owned many, if you've ever moved furniture, you know they're hoarders. They will hide their hoard, and they are not happy when you find it.
What is, and I don't mean to interrupt you, what is, like, the craziest thing you found when you moved furniture from your cat's hoard?
Oh, gosh. My former cat loved thumb drives that you would put into a computer.
Oh, no.
And I was constantly having to replace them because I had no idea where she would put them. And then when I moved, I finally found her stash of like 5 thumb drives. I'm like, well, there's all my episodes of Game of Thrones. Thank you so much.
Right? Well, she was like, Mom, I'm backing up your stuff.
That's right. I'm just making sure you keep it. But that and bottle caps, yeah, the 20-ounce bottle caps. I don't know why we buy toys for cats, because they don't play with them. They play with the box that they came in.
We had a cat that was obsessed with hair ties, like ponytail holders, and I don't know, just loved those.
But I often wonder if you put a big enough box out, if you'd catch a dragon that way.
Mm. With a bunch of just hair ties and random stuff.
Random stuff, and then just put a big box out and see if you catch a dragon.
So the hoarding, definitely, right?
The aloofness. Dragons tend to be only social when they want to be social, and cats are only social when they want to be social.
Feel free to take down any of the chairs that are back there and or fill in as you kind of feel like it. You know, so I'll chill up here. And we're neither dragons nor cats, but, you know.
Even though my name tag says
right?
That's all my day is.
Okay, so Jeannie, magically, spend a day, dragon or cat?
Well, I spend all my, most of my time with cats, so I try about...
No, you were magically transformed.
I would be a dragon, because I would fly.
True. If I was tired or, like, not in the mood, cat,
then
100%.
Because, yeah, 20 hours of sleep.
Right?
If it's my day off, I'm a cat, because then I get 20 hours of sleep.
Right.
Until, you know, I want to bug my human and wake them up.
Yeah. Oh, definitely dragon 100%, especially fire breathing, because, like, you could just mess with some people. That would be amazing. But the flying more than anything. I think, like, if you asked anybody, they're, like, top 5 superpowers, right? Flying is usually
number one.
Like, close up there. So, okay, dragon-sized flying cat.
Oh, God, that would be terrifying. That would be terrifying. I don't think you'd want that. I don't think you'd...
They're snuggly.
They're snuggly, but, yeah. I mean, that would be like Appa from Last Airbender. You'd want to snuggle, but, man, they would crush you.
But, if you think about it, it's the best parts of the dragon, right? I didn't know if I said fire breathing or not, but that was probably a given, right? That it would be fire breathing. Winged, large animal, but it would be soft, because the scales is really the, tough part.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime, they can melt the snow. So you don't have to shovel snow.
There you go.
Yeah, it'd be handy to have her out.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want to say, if you put out a box and the dragon goes in the box, you have a bunch of cute files of a dragon in a box.
Wow. Yeah, you'd need a large size cardboard box. You know, I've ordered some big things from Amazon before, but nothing quite dragon size. But I do think that they would follow that same principle. I mean, they do like to go into caves, you know, in generally in mythology of dragons. They like to go into, you know, locations. They like to go to high up places too. Like, can you imagine a dragon sized cat tower. Like Scrooge's ghost, right? You'd have to kind of medieval it up, maybe, like, make it castle-esque, but, right?
Well, they had that. It's called the Lonely Mountain, and that was...
True. So they just needed to put some of that, like, burlap, like, scratchy Velcro, like, down near the bottom. Right? And they would love every bit of it.
A little thistle on the ends. And then, yeah, then you wouldn't have them stealing virgins or burning down your towns because they'd be occupied.
They would. Yeah. So, okay. Anybody want to share? Go ahead.
Can you imagine the litter box?
Oh, God. I've often wondered that. I mean, like Game of Thrones, she's got three dragons. Who's cleaning up after
those dragons?
I never
really see that.
Not me.
Right? And when they're keeping them in that one room for a pretty extended period of time, you would have thought that would have been the first sense that, like, assaulted as they walked into the room, but no.
Do people walk into the town and go, oh, you've got dragons?
I would like to note that it took us 7 minutes to get to dragon poop. It did. I think that's a new record for any dragon-related panels.
But, yeah, it's like you read so many stories about dragons, but who's cleaning up that dragon poop? It's got to be huge.
Right? Potentially. Yeah, maybe the dragons themselves. Oh.
On the other hand, if you're in a farming area and it makes fertilizer...
True facts. It might even produce larger and better vegetables. How's no one tried that yet? Oh, because dragons aren't, actually.
Right, you know, if they're eating virgins, would you really want them to be like...
Somebody won the pumpkin contest.
Yes. Cool.
They cheated. They had a secret dragon. Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of dragons.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta let that go and enjoy, you know, the movie or the entertainment. But you just can't help it. You know what? Really, the one that always gets me is when people in movies, and this is a tangent. I apologize. A sidebar is when people walk into a house and don't close the door behind them. Does anybody else just kind of try them? I'm sorry, because you'll never be able to unsee that now. Like, and it's not. I know it's not dragons and cats, and we'll rein ourselves back in.
But if you have
in,
a cat, they're immediately going out the door. So yeah.
Right. Like, we don't see that a lot, per se, in, like, dragon mythology, that they constantly, you know, want to be kind of in a different spot. They're more of that, like, lazy chill, like, I'm in here, I want to sit on my mountain of gold.
I've kicked you off your couch, so I'm going to sleep on it
right
now.
I do believe that dragons would prefer the top part of the couch, right there where, like, the back of the couch is.
Actually, they do, because of the burning down the village, just because they want to be in the village.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
So that's the changing of places.
Next to the pile of gold would be all the softest things that they pillaged from the village. Ooh, say that three times fast.
How are you going to leave the drawbridge down while they decide if they want out or in?
Right.
Drawbridge down.
Has anyone seen on...
A dragon-sized pet door?
Ah. But then it would be, I mean, like... It'd be the whole, like, side of the house or the castle or whatever. Right. You might as well just have a porch that just extends. But if you had good enough weather, you know, there are some places like California and Florida that have that sort of indoor-outdoor living. You know, that might accommodate a dragon lifestyle a little bit better.
I have a question. What about a cat-sized dragon?
Ooh. Yes. Now, would they maintain all of their same, like, properties, right? Like, the scales would be... Everything would be, like scaled proportionately, right?
I read books where there were shoulder-sized dragons. Yeah. Yep. It was Pern. It was Ryan Reiner's a Pern, yeah.
Yeah, but do they have the same temperament as cats is the question, too, right?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I'm pretty sure she patterned them after cats.
I'd say cat dragon... would be scaly and fluffy. There's actually a cat dragon in Dragon Tamer. It's a psychic.
Imagine the hairballs.
Well, they could hawk the hairball and then mid-air burn it, and it would just singe and disappear. I mean, no evidence.
Maybe that's what happens to their poop. They burn it.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
I have a dragon. I actually have a cat-sized dragon in one of my books. I made a little. It's called her. She's Adana, an earth dragon, and she. The funny thing is, all my books have cats in them, except for this one that has a dragon. But yet, one of the pictures of her is she's curled up like a cat.
Aww.
She lives in a little cave. She curls up like a cat. She has a cat personality.
I definitely think cats would sleep.
She still ends up being the hero and stuff, but she's small and she's.
But most pictures you see of dragons sleeping, they're sleeping like
cats.
I'm not just scared without even thinking. She
Unless they're more and you know, stretching out.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
true. Right. And you, would you like, you can go ahead and say like the name of your book and where to find it.
The book is Down at the Earth Dragon. It's a picture book for children.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's great. Some of the best books. I mean, read whatever you want to read at any level if they are interesting and cool and fun to you, right? There's enough in the real world. There's no dragons. There's no dragon-sized cats. Wow, but a cat-sized dragon. Hmm.
Yeah, I was just thinking about like, you know, if you have one cat in your bed, it's super warm, right?
Mm.
How warm would it be if you had a dragon-sized cat? You, like, couldn't even put him into your house.
Right.
Do a whole castle. Probably global warming.
Well, you know, then there are some, it's, I think it's in the George R. R. Martin's, more so in the books than the movies when they're talking about some of the dragon lore, is that, and correct me, please, if I'm saying this wrong, that they can grow to the size of the place where they are kept, right? So that they, you know, not inhumanely, not like restricting them or whatever, but that they will, you know, if you have a really large room, they'll get really large, and you have a smaller space, then they'll fit to the size. So if that held true, and it was a cat that was dragon-sized, but like, you know, large dog size even, oh, that would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Yeah. What do you, Bill, you have something you want to contribute?
Cats in boxes. Do you have a bunch of dragons walking around wearing gradually splitting apart boxes?
Like the Incredible Hulk's shorts, right? But just made of cardboard trailing behind them. Yes, 100% yes. Because they could fit technically, but they just couldn't get out.
Didn't my mom only get your head stuck in the refrigerator box instead of the soda box?
Oh, yeah. And how big of a piece of bread would you need to bake to do dragon face in bread? What were you going to say, sweetheart?
In the Nine Realms, one of the pictures in the end credits, which is, well, any of the credits, is the Nightlight sitting in a box.
Wow.
Can you imagine having a larger size cat, how often they just get in your face and just sit in front of you?
Yes, you have my dog, who is a sight hound and likes to wake me up by putting her nose right in my mouth. Yeah, she acts like a cat, but she looks like a dragon.
Okay, so I propose that we play a game that I literally just thought up. Let's see if it works, right? Okay, when if you raise your hand, and I'll call on you, if you think of something good about a cat, something just like positive and good and awesome about cats, and then we will vote and see if we think that dragons would also have that positive quality. All right, so let's play. Totally random. I like completely made this up. We're going to start right over here.
Carrying the toy mouse around in his mouth.
Oh, okay, so proportional size. What do you think? Would a dragon do it?
Yeah.
I think we're in pretty good agreement. That was a great one to start.
With armor.
All right, we're going all the way in the back. Gentlemen, black and white mask. Yep.
Okay. I love how they have more personality than most animals.
Right. Like, and how they can be sort of like really smart, sort of also. Do you ever feel like your cat thinks that you're their human?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So what do we think? Would dragons have like pretty dialed up personalities in general?
Yeah.
Yes.
Our cat drags us around a bit.
Oh my gosh.
Can they just do that? By meowing around the house doing that.
It is very odd that cats don't meow amongst themselves.
No.
They don't
communicate
with each other. They communicate with us because we talk to them.
Yep.
That's crazy. Okay, red dress, beautiful.
So cats have actually been proven when they purr on you, it produces like a healing thing. Mm. I think dragons would do that too if they purred on you.
Yes. Okay, so would they need to be like kind of in contact with you? How like cats like to lay on you, right?
Your shoulder or something, they were making some kind of like dragon purring sound.
So say it again. So they would. They would purr.
Yeah, I think they would.
Purr.
I think they would purr. Dragons would dragons purr? What do we think?
Absolutely.
I think so. Now, kind of as a tag on with that, and then I am going to call on somebody else. You know how cats can sometimes tell when you're not feeling well, right? Like they'll come to you and they have that sort of sense that you would need them. Would dragons do that?
Yeah.
I think so for sure. Okay, we're going here, and then antlers are next.
Okay, it's a two-pronged thing. It's breed specific, like the ragdoll breed of cat. If you pick it up, it literally ragdolls.
Oh,
dragon is not doing that.
Yeah. So, do you think would there be like a subset of the dragon populace that also had that same characteristic?
But the other thing is coat color. Would it translate to scale color?
Ooh, all right. Well, let's do the first one first. Do we think that there might be some dragons that would do the kind of, like, limp body thing?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I think in that there would be as much variety in the dragon world as there would be in the cat world. So if it's possible in the cat world, you know, it makes sense. I just don't think there'd be a large, you know, percentage for sure. Okay, and then, oh, coat color, right? So are you saying, like, would there be calico dragons? Would there be, like, orange dragons? Or, like, or you were talking more about the variety of colors?
Just the colors.
The color,
as part of breed. Like, you have Persians have blue tips, and some cats are white with blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Or calico, tortoiseshell.
Yeah.
I think you would have different
tabby color
varieties of dragons.
Yeah. Well, because dragons are, you're right, pretty traditionally portrayed green, you know, brown, some like super rainbow, gorgeous, beautiful, iridescent, change in the light kind of dragons, right? But there's not necessarily those same colors that we see in cats. So would we want to see dragons that were in more of like these cat colors? What do we think?
No.
You think no?
Opposite.
Probably. Oh, you want cats in dragon colors?
Ooh, like a shiny, iridescent green cat?
Cool. No, like cat patterns with reptilian colors.
Yeah, so like a calico.
But like a calico of like greenish blue.
Yes.
Oh, I like that. Spots even, right? There's some cats with spots. Like think beyond, you know, think jaguar and leopard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the dragon equivalent of some of these big cats. Yeah.
The real question is, would there be able to translate over to the dragons? Like for cheetahs, I heard they're super fast. Would the dragon cheetah be as fast as a cheetah?
Oh, okay. So, you know, they don't really talk so much about dragon speed in a lot of mythology about dragons. Sometimes, I mean, you know they're faster than certainly walking from place to place. But just, I mean, in general, right, you know they've got some speed. But would there be different classes? Like you've got these super fast cats and then, you know, your moderate speed cats. What do we think? Would there be a pretty big difference in dragons?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing some yeses. What do you think?
It would probably have to be similar to, like, anatomy, like, different wing types and shapes. Like, similar to, like, planes and stuff, they have different speeds and capabilities based off their shapes.
That makes perfect sense. That makes 100% perfect sense, right?
His Majesty's Dragon...
Yes. Yeah, is that Naomi Novik?
Yeah, they had different breeds of dragons. And some were slow, some were fast, some were fighters, some weren't.
But yeah, I think I read the first book in that series.
Yeah.
Did we get to your idea? No. What was your idea?
It's not fact, but it's how I feel, because it makes me feel safe when I'm alone in the house at 2 a.m. with only a nightlight for company. When cats see ghosts, and you know that you're safe because, hey, they're not freaking out, so I must be okay. It's when they start freaking out at nothing that is like, oh, I need to worry. With a dragon, if they could do that, I wouldn't worry.
Okay, so are you saying, like, not only the not worry part, but that they could sense kind of a potential paranormal or otherworldly sort of things?
But also that they could actually protect you from that otherworldly.
Exactly.
True.
That's why I feel safe.
I love cats. I love cats, but cats are kind of assholes. I don't know how much they're going to protect you from the ghost.
Because the title of this panel was not "Are Dragons Better Than Cats?" But in that particular instance, I would certainly rather have a dragon.
Yeah, because you know, cats will go, well, there's a ghost there, but I'm not doing anything about it.
You're
not staring at it.
I'll let you know when it's dinner time. Yeah. Mom, have fun. Right?
The dragon would go, oh, it's a ghost, die.
Crazy. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, keep coming up with all these ideas. Would dragons get the zoomies at 3 a.m.?
Oh. That sounds way more destructive. Way more destructive. Yep.
Important consideration for that. Are dragons warm-blooded or cold?
Well, I was thinking about that when we were talking about snuggling and some of these other things, like, you know, the different properties. So, I would say that generally things with scales, if you're matching kind of exterior and body dimension and everything, that they would have to be cold-blooded, but I don't know.
Right. Then would they be like an internal furnace?
They could be both. The cockatrice is both warm-blooded and cold-blooded.
It is possible.
But most mythology has dragons as warm-blooded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because you're right, the heat has to come from somewhere in the back.
I was going to say, maybe you should do another round of the worst things about cats. Like,
how did you know that that was next? Oh,
imagine a dragon eating your leg.
Yeah, no. No, no, no. Okay, so we'll take the last two for this round, unless anybody had kind of a burning one that they were like, oh my god, this is great, I need to share. We'll do one and then two, and then we're going to switch over to things we would not want, right? Things that are not great about a cat. So go ahead. You start.
Did you know how cats bring you just these little treats? Would dragons do that?
Ooh.
Even better.
But do you mean just like random stuff? You know how cats find like random stuff around? Or are you talking about like
talking
rodents?
Mice?
Like cats playing with their food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, bringing it to their owner.
So, like, instead of mice, you get the stray knight. Oh, gosh. That's Sir What's-His-Face.
Like that. Does he still have at least some of his armor intact? No? Wow, yeah. And he's just batting around. And he's not dead yet. And he's like, kill me.
You didn't even kill me.
Sorry, that got really dark really quick. Didn't mean for that to happen. But yes, I do think, and were we in agreement? I do think that dragons would bat around, play with their food, bring you little treats. And I think they'd be a lot like cats in that regard.
I think there wouldn't be so, quite so little treats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cow.
Yeah. Cow. Oh, Jurassic Park. So did you have another things that cats do?
This is more of an asshole cat. My six.
Good transition.
My 6 month old orange one.
Sorry.
For 6 months, my room will wake up at night, walk over my bed, get up, get right here, and then sneeze.
So I would definitely not want a dragon to do that. Ooh.
But it would.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want. Oh.
You wouldn't want it to, but it would.
Oh, gross.
I'm going to sneeze five, but that won't be good.
Yeah. Just the sheer volume is enough to...
I really don't...
Okay, so at the 23-minute mark is when we talked about
dragon
phlegm. Right, yep. We knew all of these bodily fluid talks would come up, so...
Our cat does that is really annoying. He will lick all the... What's up, all this food? Then leave the food.
He looks all dragged out and then goes, nope, I need to see that.
I think dragons interacting with food would be depending on if they had someone feeding them. I think it's really important, you know, that dragons in the wild are generally not domesticated, right? But if they had a steady source of food from someone that they pretty much take for granted, right? And know that that's their... I was going to say a B word, but...
Would they actually, you know, start showing up in your village at 6 a.m.? Facing around meowing or because it's food time.
There always has to be some maniac that tries it. So.
I'm sorry, I can see the bottom of my bowl. You obviously have not fed me enough.
But right, like that stuff, if they had a good, steady, consistent flow of food, I do believe that they would behave like a cat. If they were still hunting and kind of out on their own, you know, not, you know, feral dragons, if you will, then I think that they wouldn't have that many idiosyncrasies because they're eating to survive versus eating, you know, because...
They're digging up the mice.
Right.
Yeah.
What would they bring us, mice?
Whoa. Now, would dragons be particular about the brand of food? Like, if there was dragon food, right?
Yeah.
Would they eat one brand and one brand only?
Yeah.
Oh, for 6 months, though, until you buy it in bulk, and then all of a sudden, not that
suddenly,
brand anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
You like this food.
Or is that just kids?
No, I'm sorry. You bought too much of that food. Now I don't like it anymore.
Oh, how dragons are like children. That would be another,
Fun
one.
Cool.
You haven't shared yet. Go ahead. Or it's been a while.
First of all, they speak.
Mm.
And second of all, they're at least as intelligent as the humans.
Maybe more so. Right?
And certainly devious. So.
Do you think that cats could communicate with us and they just choose not to? I've had that theory before.
Yeah.
But you know, that's an interesting point, though, that we're comparing some of their kind of exterior behaviors.
Would you want your cat to speak to you?
No.
Like,
other than meow, would you want your cat to actually speak?
No.
Would you want your cat at 3 o'clock in the morning going, excuse me?
A cat that can talk is basically a toddler, right? It's basically a toddler, a human toddler.
I mean, I might be okay if at least I could tell me what the heck they wanted instead of just screaming at me.
Yeah, but they would be like...
I don't know what I want. You figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, it would be the Mikey Mason song. I don't know if you've ever heard the Mikey. I went in, I went out, I went in, I went out, I went in, I went out again.
What was your point?
Oh God, come back.
I know we kept your hand raised for too long. Go ahead. Uh huh.
Wait, are we on the negatives?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
sticking their butt in your face.
Oh! My friend has coasters that are cat butt coasters, and somebody crocheted them. I thought it was original. Oh my God, would dragons do it?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so because
I don't think so.
I think they're a bit too fastidious for that.
Yeah,
I think
they've
just
got such long tails, it would be kind of hard to.
Well, just have long tails, and they have no problem propping that thing up.
But would they do that sometimes, often when they want pets or, you know, scritches or whatever? Would dragons want physical affection?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, who doesn't?
Yeah.
What being really doesn't? But yeah, wow, right? That was a good one. Okay, did you remember yours? And
yes.
Then we're coming over to this side, okay?
I just remembered.
And we haven't forgotten you either. I like your haircut.
The vet bills would put you in a whorehouse.
Oh, vet bills. Yeah, that would be tough.
One of my cats, he was a male cat, he had a blockage, and that's an emergency right then and there.
Yeah.
$1,800
to
remove one tiny little stone, and then he was on prescription food for the majority of the rest of his life.
Right, all of the cat, like, idiosyncrasies, medical issues, dragon-sized, is just crazy.
You would always have to get a referral to the dragon specialist, because they can't be trusted at a regular vet, because they would eat the other patients.
Right.
Which is more money.
Right. Wow. I mean, we don't even have dragon veterinarian schools yet. We'd have to, like, start from scratch.
Yeah.
Okay. So some people who haven't shared a lot, but so we're going to, so you and the, your outfit is great. I keep forgetting what to call.
So she kind of just, like, made me think of it. I had another one. So I wanted to know, would we have to have all of our dragons, like, spayed or neutered?
Do we need to control the dragon population?
Right. See, that's interesting, because dragons lay eggs.
Right. So, like,
would you treat them as chickens rather than cats?
Right.
Supersize me.
But you're right, though. Like, I think it comes with domestication, right? And that they go hand in hand in that way. So if you were domesticating dragons and keeping them in your homes or not, right, and you had feral ones running around the neighborhood that were, you know, repopulating everywhere, I think, wow, if they were acting fully like cats, then I think you would, yeah.
Larger reptiles can be... spayed and neutered.
Wow.
They had their reproductive tracts removed and still live a full life.
Man, but dragons are so smart. You would like be like, okay, it's time for the VET. Yeah, we know what that is. I read the dictionary last night while you were asleep.
I read Grey's Anatomy while you were asleep.
In the back.
Yep, go ahead.
Well, I think two things. Because tacking onto the egg thing, it's like, chickens will lay unfertilized eggs, so then I would be okay with treat them like chickens. But if it's they only lay eggs when they come into contact with the male dragon.
Kids, close your ears. Okay, so no, at 6:29 we finally got to S-E-X.
Treating their claws.
Oh my god.
One of those, like, grinding nail files would just not cut it.
A stone cutter.
Right. Like a
wheel stone.
Like a gas powered that you had to crank. Wow, good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, I used to be a pet groomer, and there's no way.
No way.
There's no towel big enough you could wrap them in to just.
No. And if they move, dear God. Oh.
Whew. All right, you're next.
I had to go back to, like, the vet bills, medical bills. Like, based on some of the stories and stuff I've read, or some of the various worlds where the dragons exist, there were versions where dragons had, with their innate magic, on the healing abilities.
Ooh.
So if you take that into consideration, where they could heal themselves on, other than like mortal wounds, which obviously would need care, but from a certain standpoint,
they would not have huge vet bills because they could heal themselves. Oh, so would the dragon magical ability to heal themselves cancel out, you know, the cat ability? Oh, that's a good one.
Would your cat, okay, if your cat had the ability to heal itself, would it?
No.
It depends on if it was causing it pain, maybe, right?
Lots of torture, everybody.
Or would it just sit there and go, I'm dying. I'm dying.
Oh, 9%. Oh.
And feed me while you're at it. Go ahead.
So, you know how cats will sometimes use your curtains or like couches, like scratching poses? I imagine dragons would probably be the same on a much larger scale. Like, there's these entire houses just to sharpen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Imagine the property damage.
My cats already do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a cat feature that I would not like to transfer over to dragon, that's for sure. All right, so we're going Bill, and then we're coming up here to the front, and then we're tossing it to the back. Go ahead, Bill.
Leaving their toys all over the place.
Oh.
Yeah, you would... I mean, it'd be pretty easy to find dragon toys, I suppose.
Right, well, would dragon toys be cat toys just larger size? Like, the little tiny cotton mice that are inside the, like, little plastic... That would be hilarious.
Or would it be more dinosaurs and we all get giant mice?
Right.
Oh. Giant, like... Dingle bell things that they've got.
Right.
Oh my god.
Right. Or the thing with the feather on the end that you can push. It'd have to be like a condor feather.
That's
how
cat
then. Oh,
oh my
yeah.
gosh. What type of drug would dragons?
There's one book series that has dragon men.
I think it would be their own thing. It would be their own concoction of thing that they like.
Movie, Dragon Men. I think I'm using it to just basically make everyone think he killed the, or knocked out the Grunkle. And Dibbs was rolling in it.
Oh my gosh.
What would Dragon Man do? Would it be good or bad?
Wow, yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, if it was kind of just, like, mellow or chill, that would be cool. But if it got, like, hyper, that would be a nightmare for sure. You had another one you were going to share.
Dragons, would they sit outside of every closed door and meow or let you go to the bathroom by yourself?
You know, but that you raise a good point, though, that dragons are often more portrayed as solitary or not really engaging so much with communities. If cats are doing that out of maybe a need to kind of be close to their people or keep an eye on their people, I don't know that that would translate to dragons. What
yeah,
would
I don't
know.
They just want to be a menace.
It just kicked down the door.
That's keeper specific.
Yeah.
it's the fear of missing out.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing in there?
Do dragons have FOMO? I think we're answering that, but yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah, because they're constantly going elsewhere to steal other people's.
I said we were going all the way to the back, purple shirt, yes. And then, I'm sorry, and then you can be next.
This might just be a my cat thing, but he used to turn on my stove.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
He's trying to burn your house down.
I mean, it was probably just the knobs. I mean, they seemed
did
like they'd be fine.
Did you leave your house insurance out for him to read or something?
Oh my gosh. He's like, this place is falling apart. Maybe in all fairness, maybe they saw a spider. I'm kidding, I actually love spiders. Oh my god. Look, I'm helping Daddy, I'm helping.
Oh my god. You have the world's first chef cat.
Wow. Oh, that would be cool. Unless it was like Ratatouille style, that would not be good.
I'm arsonist.
Oh.
I would say, yeah, dragons could do that, and they would know how to do it.
Yeah.
Would they need to turn on the stove, though?
I mean, to make tea, they're pretty smart. They could do whatever they want, I think.
Canary, your house is gone.
Right? Like, you come home to a five-course meal. Oh, it's hard without, like, opposable thumbs. It really is hard. Did you have another one that you wanted to share?
Yeah. Do you think dragons, how would they get along with other species?
Like, ooh.
My cats, they tolerate each other, but love the dogs. They will follow the dogs around until they lay down so they can sleep with one paw on them.
Let's start cats and dogs, right? What would the dog equivalent to, if we say dragons are to cats as dogs are to... I said that backwards. You know what I mean.
Dogs are to cats,
right.
Or cats are to dogs.
Dragons are to cat. Wait.
Cats are to dogs as dragons are to...
Yes. What would be their equivalent?
Elephants?
Or their, like... mortal enemy, or in some cases like companions that they love. I mean, cats and dogs have a pretty complicated relationship.
Unicorns,
right? Oh, unicorns, maybe. So what do you think?
Cerberus.
Yeah. Oh, Cerberus. What do you think?
There's
Dragon Dog.
The Dragon School books that I'm reading on Amazon Kindle, they have the man horse.
Ah.
Instead of the dragon.
There you go. Okay, so that's who they kind of went with.
Yeah.
He probably had a panel put together just like this and had this exact talk. Okay, so we got the answer. So it's manticores, everybody, manticores. That's okay. Bill, what were you going to say?
Well, D&D has this cliche about chromatic versus metallic dragons.
Ah. Oh, okay. So I don't mean to hijack this, but let's talk about, like, would there be strife between dragons, right? Or would they get along well together? Because some cats really do. You know, they even if they're not related. But then, I can't imagine putting, like, 10 cats.
I think you'd want
them to be
territorial. Right? Good Lord, you don't want them to band together.
I think the one thing all mythology has on dragons is that across the board, their territory.
Right, right.
I mean, we don't even want cats to band together. Really, we don't. Do we? Do we want them all to just get together as one?
Well, and that's the thing. People usually either have maybe one or two. Or, you know, kind of a smaller number or a larger number so they can kind of keep themselves.
I would just kill myself and then I can kill my cats.
Yeah, I would not want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
With it, since she mentioned it, she's got a lot of cats, and so do I. I have 12, and most of them all came from rescues or the vet. What would a dragon shelter look like?
Oh, man.
Large, very large. But you know,
like
you also think
park.
Yeah,
how fast the paycheck
be? We're going with a traditional big dragon. How would they end up in the shelter by way of cruelty from humans?
Well, you know, and it may be more like wildlife refuge places,
okay.
Right? If you think about that, where they have designated areas in the Serengeti, et cetera, where they have, like,
maybe
refuge protected from hunting and some of those types of things. It may be more that scale, I would think, than a rescue, per se, right? Foster a dragon. I mean, like, that would be cool, right?
And
but
eggs or babies that got abandoned that still needed care.
Okay.
Or if you bring home a new baby dragon, how long do you have to keep it in the bathroom?
Before the other dragons.
Right, right, until they acclimate together. Okay, so we're going to go Bill, and then we're going to go, in the middle, and then in the back. Mm-hmm.
Terry Pratchett had the Duchess, and if dragons only grow to fill the space they're given, maybe the Duchess is sort of like little dragon rescue, where they take them out of their tiny spaces, they move them into nice, spacious or stable, and they set fire to things, but they don't grow anymore because they're past their growing phase, but the Duchess takes care of them.
Well, I really like that idea. And, you know, to think of rescue in the fact of, like, from mistreatment, kind of, right? That, or, you know, people who attempt to domesticate and aren't really able to, you know, similar to that sad side of, like, pet ownership. And to think that there would be a place for them to go, that was really beautiful. Top that. Just kidding. But no, go ahead.
Walking down a dark hallway in socks and stepping in dragon's
Can you imagine waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and...
Did everybody just sort of feel that right now? Why did you do that?
Just hearing your dragon vomiting somewhere in the house.
Oh, God, that sort of dragon.
My disappointment is
noise canceling headphones.
Well, there you go.
It took us 40 minutes to get to Dragon Pee in the hall.
Vomit.
Wow, and vomit. Wow. Oh. I mean, you know what you were signing up for. You sort of did. You know what I mean? You kind of had to deal with that, but oh, God.
Maybe you can hire dragon cleaners.
Yep. Oh, yep, we're getting close on time. In the back. Yep, you're next, and then we're coming up to the front.
So two quick images for you.
Oh, God.
First, grabbing the little scales off your clothes before you go to work.
Oh.
Second, after you have surgery for spay and neutering your dragon, kind of put a cone of shame.
Oh! Yes! It'd be really hard. It'd be really hard with some of them that have more of that kind of, like, frilled head. Wow, yeah. Trying to tell a dragon that fully comprehends and is sentient, right? That I don't trust you enough to not lick your wound. I'm going to put this cone on you. Oh, my. Oh, onesie. A backwards onesie. Oh, my goodness.
Keep it still.
I think it's
Wow.
shirt for toddlers that fits an adult cat when they get spayed.
There you go. Okay, then. Okay. All right, go ahead. Hit us.
Your local neighborhood Tom sitting out on the fence.
The dragon is like, how you doing? He's like leisure suit colored, right? Kind of, you know, smoking a cigarette. Just sitting out there like, yep, that he lit himself with his flame. Yeah, jazz singer, Tomcat of the neighborhood. Wow.
I don't know. Did somebody mention that the dragons come from eggs?
Yes, we did, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're discussing keeping them as chickens, too.
It got dark. I was there. Yeah. So let's end this with, because, I mean, literature probably inspired a lot of this. We've talked about some of the different genres and the different thing. So favorite either movie or show or book that kind of made you love dragons. Okay, go ahead and start.
Dragonheart.
All right.
The people were awful, but the dragon was awesome.
But the dragon was awesome. We're going over here.
This one's an old one. Dragon Tales.
Oh, that's considered old.
I love dragons, but I watched How to Train Your Dragon, Dragon Tales, Dragon. It's I forgot what it's called, but it's very just Dragon Flight or Dragon Fight, or I don't really.
Flight of the Dragon.
Flight of the Dragon.
Oh, okay.
That's old.
Anybody else? Go ahead.
Dragon Riders of
Pern. Oh, Dragon Riders of Pern. And you said that you have several books that feature.
Yeah, one book that features a dragon.
And the other ones all have cats.
That's dragon.
Oh, okay.
So I have
What do you think?
The Dragonology.
Oh, Dragonology books. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. All the way in the back.
I wanted to love dragons as much as I can remember.
Oh. Yeah.
I read The Hobbit when I was 7, and Smaug was one of my favorites. So
yeah.
I kind of love the fact that he was the end goal, but then he died off screen. Some random guy kills him.
Right, that wasn't the death he deserved. Yeah. No. No. Go ahead.
Okay, so this isn't how I grew to love dragons, but I like this particular variation on dragons. Pseudo-dragon. They literally are the size of a cat. They can perch on your shoulder and all the mannerisms match.
Well, yeah. if you watch How to Train Your Dragon, they basically made Toothless a cat.
Yes.
That's true.
The way he leaps and stuff in his body.
Yeah, the way he spits.
Have you ever seen cats in motion capture suits? It's hilarious. Google it.
Oh, my God. After,
it's pretty great. Yeah. Because then they'll use that, you know, in a lot of the animation and stuff that they do.
Because the legs of the other cat and the maker of the movies, you know, the cat and the dog, he mixed those two to make Toothless.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about you? A favorite source of dragon stuff?
The Hobbit, and most notably was How to Train Your Dragon, because I just love Toothless. I think he's just the cutest dragon ever.
Yeah.
We've been basically talking about Western dragons. We haven't really, because Eastern dragons tend to be a bit less cat-like and a bit more. They're almost bird-like.
So. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. I mean, maybe in some cats are sort of slithery, yeah. Kind of like winding in and out, more slinky kind of cats. It'd be interesting to think if, like, the regions of the world, like how cats are different in different regions of the world, if dragons kind of had that same sort of...
Would you have, like, a sphinx dragon with no scales at all? Just... Oh.
Right. And we'd have maybe an Egyptian culture that worshipped, you know, the dragon instead of the cat. So, anybody else with a recommendation for literature, book, literature movie?
Mm-hmm. Wings of Fire is a book about a prophecy. Fire dragon nets are meant to end the war. It's a really good book. I've gone to
series.
It's a really good series. Graphic novel 5. I'm still on book 1.
Awesome.
They have 5 graphic novels and law books.
Robert Asprin's
myth books.
Yep.
Nice. Sleep
is adorable.
Uh huh.
Mark Seccia. He does a ton of books about dragons, and they're all on Amazon, and they're awesome. He describes himself as a dragon in a human body. So.
Yeah. think
that's why he rides dragons.
I think a lot of people would say, too, if you give them the option of, like, you could bring to life any mythical creature temporarily. I think dragons are high up on the list.
Temporarily, and then they start temporarily. Things down. Right, we take it back.
That would answer to your controls, or maybe, you know, there has to be a whole lot of caveats on there, so don't just go wishing willy-nilly for dragons. But, I mean, the... do we have daredevils in the audience who would want to ride a dragon?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right? Would you require some sort of harness, or were you, or were you just hopping up there and trying it?
I want you to ride. You just make a saddle and bam, dragon saddle.
It's the last on the wish list, so at least if you die, you get everything else done
right,
first.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, you think there are also some, like, in How to Train Your Dragon, or in a lot of other things, it's like, a dragon and a rider paired, right? And so that's something that you see in some mythology, and not so much, you know, with cats, but I think, like, cats could, you're not riding and you're not, you know, interacting with them in the same way.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that sort of bond between the person and the animal is certainly something.
That would be cats. I would think of a witch with a familiar.
Right.
That kind of work together if they had magic.
Yeah.
What about dragons turning into liquid and going under door frames?
Ooh, yeah, that's something that cats could do. I think I'd be a little scared if I saw a dragon being able to do that, but lots of other animals can. And it always freaks me out every time I see it, every single time. Yeah.
Apparently our cats went underneath the door frame to get to the bathroom when my mom was pregnant.
Wow.
The door was like that far above the frame. And one of my cats was trained to detect seizures. So if when I was pregnant, if I was in the room, he could get me. He went under it.
Wow, that's dedication. Right? That's impressive. I mean, you know, part of the reason why, I think maybe what also resonated with it is just the way that cats are and the way that what they give to us in the world and the love that they sometimes will, you know, want to shine on us when they deign to do it. You know what I mean? So there's just nothing quite like it.
But when the cat chooses to give you affection, isn't that the best
thing? It is. Right. Yeah, I love dogs. I truly do love dogs. But dogs will love everybody.
Right.
Yeah. Cats are very picky.
Well, I have a chihuahua next door that I do not get along with, that chihuahua. But regardless. But you're right. I think, like, you would feel, if you earned the love and loyalty of a dragon, that you've really accomplished something in this life.
What if someone drops that baby dragon? What if someone drops the dragon with a baby and it gets brain damage?
Oh, that would not be good. Yeah. Not good at all.
Our cat is brain damaged because he was dropped as a kid.
Oh, no. Okay.
So he was just brain damaged. He's still brain damaged.
Well, let's end on a non-brain damaged point. And then
that one friend or family member who's allergic to cats.
Oh, we didn't even go there. Guys, and I tell you, you're going to have all weekend long and probably for the rest of your life moments of, I should have said that in that dragon cat panel. It's going to make you all the time. But that's one of them. We didn't even talk about allergies. If you could be allergic, right? If people could be allergic to dragons.
Hey, can you
good point.
I do have dragons, though. Are you allergic to them? Oh, yeah, I'm allergic to cats.
That would be terrible. Okay, all the way in the back.
I was just picturing, you know, when a cat turns and suddenly gets scared. Yeah, freezes, but it jumps.
Or you put a cucumber behind it. Wow, I would pay money to see it. I'll tell you that, right? Wow, man, that's a mental. I like that mental image better than the one you left me with. And you're dead to me with a throw up in the hallway. All right, go ahead, Bill.
Oh.
Go ahead, Bill.
Who wants to put up the giant sheet of butcher paper on the wall where he can write all this stuff all weekend as we think of it?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Things I should have said in the Dragons or Cat panel. And anyone who wasn't in here is going to be like, what the heck is this? And just start writing random stuff. So.
Just random stuff so people walk by and say, dragon vomit in the hall.
Well, I just want to take a minute to thank you all for being here. This was one of the highlights, one of the most fun times I've had. I mean, because like-minded people just chatting about things that they love. So,
I think
actually
this. Yeah. It's six legs and tentacles and a very long.
Well, we're lucky because we do a podcast. So if we think of any other things that we really feel like we should have said in the panel, we can just tell it to the three people who listen every day. No, I'm just kidding. But thank you so much for coming. I've been Flintress. This is Carol the Cat. And we'll see you later. Have a good time at the rest of your convention.